Today from the Ohio Newsroom, making the state fair more accessible.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. The Ohio State Fair is returning with all of its staples, deep-fried foods, a petting zoo, and of course, a massive cow carved out of butter. And this year, it will feature changes that make these attractions more accessible for all Ohioans. Executive Director of Opportunities for Ohioans with Disabilities, Kevin Miller, joins me to share what's new at the fair. Hello, Kevin.
How are you? It's great to be here.
Great to have you. So we know that the fair can be really loud. It can be really busy. There are lots of rides with flashing lights, lots of music. What additions is the fair making to make it better for people with sensory issues?
You know, this Thursday is sensory friendly day. I have a son who's on the spectrum, so I've been sensitive to this for some time. But lights and sound, if you could imagine where for you it might not be an issue, someone who has those types of sensitivities, it's like someone taking a bullhorn right up to your face. And so it's not trying to be difficult. What usually happens is you have those individuals who just avoid those situations altogether. But specifically, Kendall, to your point, quiet rooms. What this allows individuals to do is to just step out of maybe some things that are overwhelming to them, reset where they might be overstimulated before they go back out and enjoy the rest of the fair.
There are just like so many different events at the fair. I mean, there's concerts, auctions, circus performances. How do you ensure they can be enjoyed by Ohioans of all abilities?
How do you think about those things for each individual, but also each type of disability? Some people may not think about a butter cow and someone who's blind would want to go see a butter cow, but they absolutely do. And the way you try to accommodate that is you have audio descriptions that are available for individuals who come in to do that. Just like you would also want to make sure someone who has mobility issues, and this is new this year, and we're super excited about this. We are providing a $10 off coupon towards any type of electric scooter rental for individuals who have either physical or a mental condition or something that would affect their ability to navigate the grounds. This was something, as my communications director likes to joke about, she goes, I watched the director chase people down last year and asking them why they were leaving. And I did. And a lot of them were like, I can't stay any longer. I can't walk this far. This was something, our first step. I hope to be able to do more in the future to help navigate that cost and make it more affordable for people who have those types of physical disabilities.
These are just some of the newer accessibility initiatives. Last year, the fair started offering universal changing tables for adults who need continence care. In the years before, state fair specific communication boards were added for those who are nonverbal. What have you heard from families about some of these changes?
Last year, we had a family come up. It was a mom, dad, and three kids, I want to say. And they were all individuals who had either a hearing impairment or were deaf completely. And the mom said to us through our interpreter, you know, we just want to thank you. And they said, you know, we've never been to the fair. We never thought about going to the fair because we didn't think there was anything for us to be able to have some accommodations. And that was right after the grand opening. And one of our sign language interpreters was up on the stage signing everything there. So every time we do these types of things, you learn more. And obviously, when they say thank you and thanks for thinking of us, that always is a good feeling.
That's Kevin Miller, Executive Director of Opportunities for Ohioans with Disabilities. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Kendall.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.